This week on Full Credit to the Boys, we review the NRL representative round. Mal Meninga reflects on Gus Gould's test career. And Bernard Tomic has a whack for 8 minutes. Welcome to Full Credit to the Boys. Well, hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Full Credit to the Boys. You can find us on Twitter at FCTTB_podcast. I am former legend at former_legend. Coming through on Skype naked is Normie Dorrell at Normie Dorrell, and sitting in a brand new tie-dyed shirt and acid-washed jeans is at Sid Punts. Definitely not rhyming slang. Boys, how are you?
Going well, and I'm going to start with a little bit of a treat for the listeners. A lot of them want to know who you are, former. I can finally reveal it tonight. He's none other than Sam Cassiano. Check out that beard.
I'm not having a shave until the Tigers win 2 on the trot. It could be Sunday.
Yeah, you won't be allowed to fly internationally for some years, let me tell you.
Big week, boys. Anything of note, Normie? What did you do this week?
Lads, I actually really enjoyed the representative round. For a couple of different reasons. I know we're going to get to this, but Gus Gould certainly didn't think much of it. What about you, lads?
Well, I went to the Logies.
You did indeed.
And I tell you something else. That's the first time you've ever seen a 1984 Camaro valet parked. And it's very hard to tell, but I'm pretty sure the bloke dented it, although, you know. I only stayed there for a couple of hours, boys. Once Best New Talent was announced, I left. I thought it was a bit bad taste that the Best New Talent was presented by Rolf Harris from his prison cell. That was a bit crook. But let me ask you this, Normie. You've come from a showbiz background. Has there been a study into blokes on television industry and possible prostate issues? Because whilst I was there, mate, there were a lot of blokes who just kept going back and forwards to the toilets.
Yeah, Coca-Cola is bad for your sugar levels, let me tell you that. And former, I'm not sure what you're doing at the Logies, mate. How can you have a TV career if you're unwilling to show your face? I don't know how you can marry the two.
Well, all I was thinking was, if Gogglebox can win a Logie, then we must be a sniff.
You know that one, Best Factual TV Show?
Yeah.
Wow.
What are the facts in that?
I don't know. But apparently Gogglebox said, if the footy show can win a Logie, we can too.
Oh, my God, what a joke.
And Sid, you played a gig.
I certainly did.
In Dragons Country.
Yep, beautiful Forest Inn Hotel at Bexley.
And who was there?
Well, hey, there were heaps of stars there. The shout-out that I gave last week, what are you going to do with the substandard football, really worked. We had, who was there? Heaps of St. George players. Benji Marshall was there, but he comes to a lot of my gigs.
Benji Marshall?
Yeah. Khalifa Faifailoa, he was there.
Faifailoa.
I think he was working on the door.
Now, rumour has it that Ben Cray, oddly to your music, did a lot of moonwalking, but then on second glance, it was just he was walking backwards quite a lot, as per usual.
As per usual.
Well, it was Justin Hodges at the gig as well, was he?
And is it true that at the end of the gig, Mary McGregor bummed a lift from you?
Yeah, that is true. He said he couldn't drive, and I certainly couldn't, but it was better than him.
You drove to the first booze bus, or did he? All right, let's kick off with the news, boys. Sid. Representative round results. And first game was on Friday night. The Australian Kangaroos, in their best and less jumpers with no sponsors on them, took on the Kiwis at Marathon Sex Stadium and won an absolutely riveting game, 16-0. Probably the biggest news story to come out of this was off the field, which will give you an indication of how good the game was on the field, where Phil Gould, quote-unquote, they can't be serious about taking this lineup to the World Cup, took on Mal Meninga, quote-unquote, Phil wouldn't know about tests, he's never played one.
Well, a couple of things here, former. First of all, I've always thought the Australian Rugby League jersey is the best national sporting strip we have. And without the sponsors on it, I have to go one further. It's the best I've ever seen it look. I thoroughly enjoyed the kangaroo on the shorts as well. I thought they were looking very dashing in their green and gold. Gus Gould, I mean, this guy couldn't sink any lower in my thoughts, but he's managed to do it. I mean, let's go through what he says. He goes, this team is no good. They're too old. Now, let's look at two of the oldest players in the team, Corey Parker and Jonathan Thurston. These are arguably the best players in the comp by a city versus country mile. Speaking of which, he then on Sunday rips into the rugby league community and says, we're not supporting our teams. We're not supporting the concept of city versus country, yet totally destroys international football. JT sums it up best after the game. He says, what do you expect when you're given two training sessions to run together? I mean, they didn't let a single point in. They won convincingly. What more could have they possibly have done?
What's it say about the opposition? If they're bagging them that much, 16 blot.
Look, in fairness to the Kiwis, they were missing some of the best strike power in international rugby league. They're missing more.
They're only missing 11.
Well, they're missing a lot of three-letter acronyms, weren't they? JWT, RTS. I don't know what Kieran Foran's middle name is, but throw him in there.
SKD. Well,
I guess what I mean is
there's another.
Not in particular the lineup, but what's it say about international footy when the Aussies are way too old and the Kiwis can't even field a team? Well, is there a need for this test match so early in the season?
Yeah, I'll tell you what it says. We should start picking it on form and not off reputation.
Oh, I totally agree with that.
And we said that before the game was played, lads. I mean, Cameron Smith, yeah, he's been a great stalwart. I would agree. He's out of form. Cooper Cronk is out of form. And these guys both lined up. So I would argue that we definitely didn't pick it on form. And Sid, further to your point, we play it now to give the players a rest. But what you're actually doing is saying, all right, well, let's let the best players get better again and just play this test to keep people coming in the gates. So there is an argument to play it later in the season.
See, I'm all for the rep round. I know we gave it a bit of a drubbing last week, but I'm a big fan. I think the Pacific Nations playing off, I think that's a great spectacle. It's good for the fans. It's good for everyone going out there.
Well, it's not good for the players. They didn't get paid for it. Not a cent.
Well, that was going to be my next point. If you're going to have Samoa, Tonga, and Fiji, Papua New Guinea, Australia, Kiwis, let's make it a big round of double headers. But let's get these guys wanting to play for Tonga, wanting to play for Samoa, and getting paid for it.
Well, I think they do want to play, Sid, and that's what really ticks me off about comments from Gus Gould. I mean, absolutely ripping in. Let's think about our own situation for a while. We all work all week. We work our derriers off. We get home. We want to enjoy the footy on a Friday night. And to have Gus whinging for like 50% of the game, it just undoes everything. And everyone leaves the game with a sour taste, and all of a sudden, oh, yeah, rep footy's not up to it. It's actually just Gus's comments.
Yeah, look, we can go on about this forever.
Happy to do it, former. Happy to do it.
Let's just move on. The other stories to come out of the game. Cameron Blair. God, that were the days. Adam Blair, Teddy Blair, is facing suspension for a chicken wing on his own teammate in Sam Tardy. Want to talk about that?
Yeah. This has me baffled. I know he's a bit of an animal, old Blair, but this is a dead set dog act against your own player, possibly taking him out for a few weeks, and then getting suspended and taking yourself out for a couple of weeks.
Well, I don't know if Mitchell Pearce would call it a dog act, because you'd get about 7 weeks for that.
He has a different interpretation of that.
And Gordy Tallis has copped a bit of flack. He's come out and called him the dirtiest player in rugby league. But I actually think Blair's worst act was a fortnight earlier when he intentionally took Reynolds high and re-broke his jaw. I mean, that was a completely deliberate head high. And then you're chicken winging your own teammate. I don't know if there's much going through his brain, to tell you the truth.
Do you not think in some level that you've got to say, well, at least he's showing that he's not thinking about the Broncos while he's playing for the Kiwis?
Yeah, very true. And I guess you lads as Tigers fans are probably like, where was his mongrel when he played for us?
Well,
you
know? he was thinking about the Broncos when he was playing at the Tigers.
Other stories to come out of the game. Aussie Sam Radraja was binned on debut. Pretty fair call in the end, wasn't it?
Yes, spot on. But good to see Sammy playing dirty and proving that he can mix it with the best.
And after the game, apparently the Kangaroos have been approached by someone as a jersey sponsor. Captain Snooze will be moving straight on board onto the green and gold. So congratulations.
Great mascot.
I think one of the other great things to come out of Friday night was the ladies' game. I don't know about you blokes, but it was a bloody good game. The ball was thrown around a fair bit. There were some big hits. And 26-16, the Kiwis won. It was a better game than the bloke game.
Yeah, I was disappointed it was shown in delay form. I would have liked to have seen this actually live. And a special shout-out to the Sims family. I know a couple of the boys are based in Newcastle now, but Ruan, the captain of the Kangaroos, and what a talented family. I mean, they're all absolutely smashing it.
Big shout-out to the Orange Sims as well. Good team. on Saturday, the Papua New Guinean Kumuls came from the clouds to beat the Fiji.
Have you been drinking?
Shut up, Normie. To beat the Fiji Bardi 24-22. And as Fire Up on FPI tweeted, I don't know if anyone knows, but rugby league is the national game of Papua New Guinea. You probably haven't heard that. I'm just letting you know now.
Look, a gallant effort from Fiji B. You've got to give it to these guys. I mean, their best players are playing for Australia, so the fact they turned up and competed at all was good, but good on Papua New Guinea to take it out in a close game.
Yeah, no, I'm not happy for them at all. Beat me three-leg multi. I was on Fiji.
Let's be honest, you're stopping trains.
Just quietly, what is a kumul?
Yeah, moving on.
I'll take that on notice.
I think it's a curry dish.
It's their national dish.
I'll give the kumul chicken and rice, thanks. The second game on Saturday night, Samoa beat Tonga 18-6. The biggest story to come out of this was when some drunk, shit-faced idiot threw a beer at John Hopewadi. Can I just tell that bloke, you're a long time dead. Don't ever do that again.
Not the smartest move. Yeah.
Further to what you were saying, Sid, I thought this was an unbelievably moving pregame, and the fact that I think rugby league needs a bit of culture, you know, and I thought it was awesome. One minute you've got both Pacific countries with their arms around each other praying. The next they're threatening to kill each other with war dances, and then it was actually on, and a really enjoyable attacking game. And it's not often you say this, but the battle in the centres was the highlight of the game. They were absolutely giving it to each other out there, and it ended up with a few headbutts and an all-inner, but a really good game, and great to see Samoa win this year.
It was a good game last year and the year before. Yeah. It's a highlight. Yeah. I think it's great.
What the NRL should be doing, and it's something that Paul Kent raised on Triple M on Sunday, the NRL should be going into that war chest that they're using to try and get stop players from playing rugby union and paying these blokes to play tests for their countries.
Could not agree more.
Mate, they got billions of dollars.
Yeah, they love a dollar too, the NRL, so start throwing a few bob around. Sunday, and up at Slim Dusty Stadium, City beat Country 44-30. Bryce Cartwright played out of his skin, boys. I'm not sure whether you've seen, but he was electrifying, a massive fan of Bryce Cartwright. And Aaron Gray got up off the ambulance bed. And had a quick four-try effort. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I'm good to see you now jumping all over my Panthers boys, former. Bryce Cartwright has been in sensational form all year.
How many jerseys have you got today?
Mate, a couple of big questions here. Is Bryce too young and too mistake-ridden at this point of his career to play State of Origin? Because he's got that creativity. He's got those slight hands. He can defend out wide. Does he need to be in the Blues team?
Next week we'll touch more on the Origin teams. We might even pick our Origin teams. But I will say about him and about our upcoming selections, let's start picking a team that will give this year a run but will certainly shake the living shit out of it next year.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I think Bryce Cartwright has to be in the 17 for the sheer fact of who's playing well enough to keep him out. And further to City Country, there wasn't much tackling done in Tamworth, but there was some brilliant attack. And one thing to come from it for mine is Jack Bird, and this is shown I'm not completely biased, he's not a pivot.
Oh, and I think, what did we tell you? tried it to you last week.
No, I've been saying this for a while. He says he's bored in the centres, but I think he just lacks that creativity and the options to create chances for the outside men. And I see him as a younger Wade Graham type player. He's strong. He's got a great fend. He's probably got a bit more toe than Wadey, but I think he still needs to be in the Blues 100%.
Any other Sharks you want to give a run? Maybe we can...
Well, Wade, I can't understand why Wade Graham's not in the team. I mean, I haven't seen him ever play a bad game.
Maybe we can wait till next year and Birdie can play his next game of rep footy, because that'll probably be the last time City Country is being played, boys. You got to say, they've cooked the goose here. Players aren't being made available, and it's quietly killed off the pointless, as in... They don't get picked for New South Wales out of this game anyway. Mm-hmm. Pointless clash.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that.
Bloody Gus Gould Jr., mate.
Other NRL news to come out of this week. The NRL tentatively did a backflip on the para points accumulation while the infamous five board members remain until the appeal is heard. So they can basically gather points while there's an appeal being heard. 2 days ago, James Hooper reported that Nathan Peets will be forced to exit the club. I believe you have a little bit more to that breaking and coming to hand, Normie.
Yeah, well, Geordie Peets, his dad, who's a former Souths and Bulldogs player, is absolutely ropeable. He's spoken on behalf of his son and said, these guys are ruining people's lives, these bloody Parramatta Five. They can't add up basic numbers, and they're calling themselves as the ones who are the victims, but... If they're going to force his son on, they're going to pull that entire team apart. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, he makes a good point, because a lot of these young blokes will be filthy that these brown paper bags have stopped.
But they reckon he's either headed to the Gold Coast or maybe even South, who have dropped... who's their new rake? What's his name?
Damien,
they
brought Damien King. Cook.
They brought him over. Is that him?
Damien Cook from the Bulldogs.
And yeah, that's him.
Yeah, the kid King. Other news, Mitchell Pearce made himself unavailable for New South Wales, and Neb subsequently was threatened with representative expulsion, which is a bit red hot considering about 50 players made themselves unavailable for City Country and were still available for selection for New South Wales. So what do you think about that?
Well, I've got to say, I think this is all a bit of a beat up, and I'm going to stick up for Mitchell for the first time ever here and say Pearce off to the media, because he hasn't said a word in relation to Origin. There's a lot of people in his camp saying, we don't think he's ready, it's too soon. But I think he would know that if he comes out and says, I'm not going to play for State of Origin, I mean, he's already a pretty contentious figure, isn't he? He'll never play again. So I don't think he's going to ever say that. If he gets picked, he will play.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I feel, I mean, as far as you can feel sorry for some bloke who's simulated sex with a dog, as you can be, I feel a bit bad for the bloke. You know, he shouldn't go and play Origin right now. That'd send him back down to the animal shelter that afternoon, I'd reckon. one bad game in a blue jumper. Other news: one of your former industry colleagues, Jackie O, or as I know her, the real rugby league mole, apologised for the Kieran Foran rumour that she spread on radio station, I don't know, some radio station that teenage girls listen to, and you, Normie. Normie, anything you want to say about that?
Yeah, look, don't be sucked in by the whole thing. I mean, if you're going to give anger to it, you're just going to add fuel to the fire. Their whole job is to piss you off. She comes out, she says outrageous, offensive comments, and then comes on the next day and turns on the fake, absolutely fake tears.
So she done many Martin Bryant jokes too, has she? Or
mate, that's real humour. And you didn't hear me the next week on the podcast in tears of laughter, maybe reflecting on it. But yeah, don't even be sucked in by that.
We may need her lawyers at some point through the year.
All right, we hit the height of news this week in the AFL. The Sydney Swans boys belted everyone's whipping boy Essendon by 80 points, and meanwhile, crosstown little brothers, the GWS Giants, took another scalp by beating one-time premiership favourites Fremantle by 3 goals. Normie, did you catch up with any of these games? What did you think?
Hey, lads, have I told you my Marty Bryant joke? remind me. I was just thinking about it. Remind me to tell you after the potty. It's bloody good.
You've got a few more coaches under the pump right now, Normie. Who do you think's under pressure most? Bucks, Nathan Lyon, Damien Hardwick or Rodney Eads? Those four will be under the pump right now. Who's going to be first to go?
Kevin Sheedy. Is he still coaching?
Yes. No.
I don't know.
In other news, Damien Oliver, boys, was got on the drink out at Warrnambool and this then blew great. 0.38 in a steward's test and was given a 29-day ban before he could jump on his horse. Boys, I just got to ask one question. What do you think alerted the stewards to him being caught on the drink?
Probably the fact that it's a country race day and there's never been a sober person to ever attend the country races.
Well, I've got a few mates out there. They reckon he woke up that morning with a Zorro mask drawn on his face and was walking around the stable saying, "Hello, Wilbur."
Every horse.
Yeah, I think there were telltale signs there.
I heard it was once he started strapping the fireworks to the horse and he wanted to stand on the saddle and wave a whip around that they thought, "Oh, there's something up here."
We've got to test that guy.
I mean, fair suck at the Forex bottle. How can you get a guy in trouble for being drunk at a country race meet? Bloody hell.
I have a fantastic Damie Oliver story that I will never repeat on this podcast.
Give it to Jackie O, mate.
Jackie O, she'll spit it out like verbal diarrhea. Next up, the most famous segment in all of Australian podcasting history, Sid. Sorry. Jack Sock News, and we head over to our Jack Sock correspondent at Sid Punt. Sid, what do you got for us?
Well, this week he was playing at the Madrid Masters. He lost in the third round, unfortunately, for all you Sock fans out there, against some Portuguese bloke, Juan Pablo Aportos. I may have made that up. 1-6.
Bloody good burgers.
1-6, 7-6, 2-6 in the third round, but it was a good effort from the Sock.
Now, Sid, when I was growing up, I had a bit of I played a bit of tennis as a young fella.
Uh-huh.
Got to A grade in my nominated district, and one thing they always said was, one of the blokes that used to teach me, a couple of the older blokes took me under their wing and used to say, "Now, former, you play tennis like you make love, all right?"
Yeah.
And I said, "Oh, okay." And they say, "You want to start out nice and calm, work your way into the game, and then you want to climax and win and walk away with a prize." Yep. I said, "Oh, okay. What does that mean when Bernie Tomic lasts 8 minutes in a game of tennis, Sid?"
Mate, you make a good point. I love that even when you're a kid, you're called former legend.
It's mainly because of my work back in the preschool days.
This was an absolute disgrace.
If for anyone that doesn't know, Bernard Tomic pulled out of a game, as luck would have it, up 2-1 at the time, after 8 minutes of play, citing the fact that he felt sick and it was too hot. For those at the ground at the game, they said it was 24 degrees.
Wow.
At the Rome International. This comes off the loss last week where he played the last point of his match holding his racket upside down and then asked why he'd care when he has when he's a 23-year-old millionaire.
Yeah.
It seems as though Bernie, apparently on the circuit, has the nickname Tomic the Tank Engine because of his tanking abilities. And now his mate Nick Kyrgios is daring Olympic officials not to pick both of them to go to Rio. There's your taxpayers' dollars at work. I'd love to send Bernie and Nick over and represent my country. Boys, what do you take on Australian tennis at this time?
Oh, geez, it's hard sport to get into, isn't it, tennis? I mean, it's already hard.
You only have to concentrate for 8 minutes.
Yeah, that about sums it up.
Sid would have two smokes in that time.
Yeah, that's about five schooners. It's still a spectacle. It's still an afternoon out for me.
I remember when, you know, we had big personalities when I was growing up, McEnroe, Connors, and then we went into Pat Cash. He had a real personality. And one thing that you'd always say is, you can probably afford to have those personalities when you're a winner.
Yep.
These blokes haven't won a chook raffle between them, essentially.
This is true. I don't mind.
Carrying on like absolute pork chops.
Yeah.
If they were winning every second tournament, you go, well, you know, we can overlook a few faux pas, as it were.
Yep.
But these blokes are dead set flogs. They need to. And when is the tennis tour going to sit them down and say enough's enough, boys? You're a pair of pelicans. Have a 6 months off. Although maybe that's what Bernie would like.
Yeah, you've summed it up pretty well there, mate.
All right, we're going to hit a new segment here, Normie. I don't know whether you're prepared for this. This will be quite interesting. This is NRL or Sports Jeopardy. We'll make it Sports Jeopardy. Sid, have we got a theme? Have you done anything for this?
Well, I'm just going to play the Jeopardy theme. Explain to the listeners why this is.
All right.
How's this work?
So what the go is here is I'm going to give you the answer, and I want you boys to give me the question.
Oh, clever.
Thank you. Thank you.
Why don't you just call it reverse substitute?
Took us ages to come up with this, Normie.
This was 14 beers and no free spins when we come up with this. All right, answer number one. The answer is Phil Gould's voice. Normie, what's the question?
All right, here's the question. At Guantanamo Bay, inmates are subjected to unspeakable torture, like electrocution, waterboarding, and listening to what?
Sid, you got anything? What? The answer is Phil Gould's voice.
What is more painful than a colonoscopy?
You can actually answer that, can you, Sidney?
What is driving people to the Fox coverage in droves?
I tell you what, every time, because Fox's price keeps getting more and more competitive as well. Like, is this the year I buy it? Is this the year I get it? I can't stand Gus any longer. And I tell you what, Rabs isn't much better.
The answer is Phil Gould's voice. The actual question was, according to Phil Gould, what is the name of Channel 9's next big talent show?
We all got it wrong.
All right. Answer number two. The answer, Normie, is $574,000.
Yeah, Normie, I actually know this one because I read it during the week. But the question is, how much did the Parramatta Botox Clinic give Chock Watmau in under-the-table third-party Botox injections?
Sid, the answer is $574,000. What's the question?
The question is, how much does the Brisbane Broncos spend on brown paper bags per season?
And some, I reckon.
The answer is $574,000. The question is, how much money is in Normie's car ashtray?
I don't own a car. I've never owned a car.
The answer is $574,000. The question is, how much would my tax return be if Steve Sharp did it for me? The answer is $574,000. The question is, what will the link payout be at Parramatta Leagues Club when Anthony Watmau wins it next week?
That isn't a bad idea.
That's an easy one.
You know the most ridiculous thing about this whole salary cap thing? Even if they do flick Watmau, they still have to pay out his contract in full. It's just that insurance has to pay it. They're still paying it.
Technically, that mightn't even be the case. If the insurance can fight the argument and say, no, you were busted before you when you signed this, Parramatta will still have to sign it, but it won't come into their salary cap. It's a rort. It's an absolute rort, and the NRL have got to fix it really quickly. Okay, answer number three is the Logie Awards. That's the answer is the Logie Awards. What is the question, Normie?
The only thing more embarrassing than winning Best Club Man is winning a gong at the...
How many effort awards did you get when you were playing footy?
Mate, best and fairest, best forward and the best back every year.
I heard it was just best trier, most improved.
Yeah, scored the most tries too. Yeah, that's right.
The answer is Logie Awards. Sid, what is the question?
What is the collective term for a group of no-talent ass clowns?
Shit, that's good. I like that one.
The answer is Logie Awards. The question is...
That was good. You should win a Logie for that. You can't tell me that wasn't better than Gogglebox's entire catalog.
That's why I went to go and pick up that friggin' award. We got nothing. Answer is the Logie Awards. The question is, what is in Jamie Lyon's third-party agreement? The answer
you're still holding that against him.
The answer is Logie Awards. The question is, what is the Cuban cocaine industry's night of nights? Actually, the answer is Logie Awards. The question is, despite record low ratings, what is the one thing that is keeping the footy show on air?
What channel is the Logie Awards still on TV?
Yeah, it was on Channel 9, I think.
Know.
I don't know.
God help me.
Answer number four, Normie, is the Super Rugby competition. What was the question?
Well, we're actually going to get this trending. I want this to be a Twitter hashtag. This is the question. Tell me your funniest joke in four words.
I like it.
Sid, the answer is the rugby Super Rugby competition. What is the question?
What's the 23rd best football code in Australia?
The answer is the Super Rugby competition. The question was...
I like this game.
The answer is the Super Rugby competition. The question is, apart from his dad's old breakfast shift FM tapes, what has been played in the room of Junior Doral to put him to sleep each night? And finally, boys, answer number five is the heart of Bernard Tomic.
Mm.
Normie, what's the question?
Name the only thing on earth smaller than Former's Bellend.
Oh, well, that smashes me.
I actually think you're wrong, but anyway. Sid, the answer is the heart of Bernard Tomic. What's the question?
What is smaller than a hummingbird's dick? But I think we may have just answered that again.
Good to know we're both in the gutter for this one.
Hung like an acorn. The answer is the heart of Bernard Tomic. The question is, in 50 years' time, what will be the opposite display at the National Museum's across from the Farlap's heart?
Oh, could you imagine?
All right, it's grab a mirror time. Sid, do we have a song for this?
You know we do.
We all want you to go grab a mirror.
Stripping off.
No message.
We love this tune.
Any clearer. If you want to make the world a better place. Take a look at yourself and make a change.
I don't mind that you sing while the theme songs are on, Normie. Can you not touch your nipples as you do it as well?
Oh, one of your finest.
All right. Sid, do you want to have a crack first?
I certainly do.
Well, grab a mirror, Sid.
You may have just burst my bubble a little bit, lads, but grab a mirror, the Logie Awards. And don't take that mirror into the dunnies. The Logie Awards are a joke. Home and Away versus Here Come the Habibs versus Gogglebox that we already mentioned. And don't get me started on Walid Ali. Is that his name?
I don't know.
Anyone can interview imbeciles and make cheap jokes. I proved that last week with Ricky Stewart.
You're in line.
Yeah.
Let me have a go, boys. Sid, which round did we mark on the calendar as the next big drink, punt and footy day out?
Round 17, legend.
That's right. That's when the Tigers play the Panthers at Renovator's Delight. Malcolm Turnbull, grab a mirror, you rooster-supporting, cardigan-wearing, Shadow Margot, Cab Sav-drinking tossbag. He's announced a friggin' election on the day that we are going to hit the piss, hit the pokies, and then hit the footy to watch the mighty Tigers roll over the top of Gussie's fucking Panthers. And I've got one question for you, Sid. Now that this stupid election's been called, good work, Malcolm. Grab a mirror. How am I, Sid, going to drink, punt, watch the Tigers, and vote all on the same day?
Pre-poll voting.
Normie, have you got anything for grab a mirror, mate?
Yeah, it's a fair point you make there, Sidney. This is much down the same tune as...
Shut the fuck up, Sid.
This is down the same tune as you, Sid, but I really want to hone in on one particular character at the Logies. That is Walid Ali. Mm-hmm. I want him to grab a mirror. He is the most predictable little sap on television. Now, the reason is he's the most politically correct, fence-sitting, fun police bandit of the bunch. He's the biggest brown-nosed do-gooder of all time. Never once has he ever gone against popular opinion or mummy bloggers or taken a risk or spoken his true honest opinion. This guy has made an entire career from smothering comedy and doing the right thing. And he stifled all opinion in the process. Hand your logie back, you overbearing, hyper-serious, phony. You know who he is? He's the Ray Hadley of the left, mate.
What's his name?
I don't know. Walid Ali.
Muhammad was the only one I liked. He went good.
Well, if you had have seen it, he had the Australia's greatest comic of all time, other than your good selves, lads. Barry Humphries on last week. He just could not take a joke. It almost ended in a fight because this guy just takes it so seriously and is so overbearing. It's
I'm
ridiculous.
So glad you say that, because my next nomination for Grab a Mirror is the media coverage of the Logies. Saying that Australia is racist because there's some controversy that Walid Ali will win a Logie, the first Muslim gold Logie winner, some Asian bird being
that's
up there.
That's low-main chin, mate.
Yep, that one. If we were racist, if this country was racist, we would not have let them attend. But we did, and we gave them an award. I don't know why we gave them an award.
I put it to you, if this country was racist, how come Chinese food and kebabs are so popular?
Exactly.
Well, the further to the fact of Wally, Sid, the fact he has that argument and wins that argument is because he is the argument. It's a contradiction within itself. It's a paradox. Look
I
that
totally
up.
I totally agree.
Paradox.
It's a conundrum wrapped up in a paradox.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I need to sit down. Is it my go?
Yeah, it's your go now.
Grab a mirror, the Australian sports media. I'm going to go one further than you.
Go for it.
Boys, NFL season is about to kick off. And you know what that means?
No.
Jared Hayne.
30 stories on Jared Hayne.
I've read every one of them.
And this isn't a crack at Jared, boys. I just want to say that straight up. Just as I never bought into those polls that said, oh, the most overrated player is Brayton Astor. That's not his fault, and this isn't Jared's fault. He doesn't ask to be covered like this. But seriously, can we just back the coverage off one or two notches this year? I mean, last year we were getting everything but his shitting routine from the press. Guys, grab a mirror. We need a break.
Here.
I would love to read the shitting article. Because there's something not quite right with my guts, and that is what's holding me back.
Go get a colonoscopy.
I did like five.
It's better than listening to Gus Gould.
Is that why you watch German porn so much?
I don't own a coffee table, so it's something I need to invest in.
Normie, is there anyone else that needs to grab a mirror this week?
Well, lads, I'm going to end this on a bit of a high note. Apple iPhones. I want you to grab a mirror. Apple always craps on about how all their technology advances save us time. What a load of crap that is. I spend half my workout, and they undo all their good work with me, the time it spends me trying to undo the tangles in my iPhone headphones. You guys have the same problem. Literally, that's what I spend half my time doing when I'm using Apple products.
Nah.
I don't have any of those problems at the gym.
If you use a Nokia 380 like me, you never have these experience these issues.
Or just don't go to the gym like me.
You're buoyant.
Was that it for Grab a Mirror?
That's it for Grab a Mirror. We all want you to go grab a mirror. Mirror. We're all hoping that you'll change your way. No message could be any clearer. Clear. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make a change. All right, boys, round 10 preview. We get back to a normal round of rugby league, including Thursday night football, and we kick it off over at Sizzler Stadium, and the Dragons play the Raiders in the Paul Osborne Shoplifter's Shield.
The real winner on this night is that cheesy bread they do at Sizzler. How good was that stuff? Except I always used to preload on it, and there was never enough room to smash all the other food.
Always started with a bowl full of ice cream. I think it's where I used to go wrong straight away.
Chocolate mousse. Oh, good.
Boys, who do we like here? Dragons, Raiders, Sizzler Stadium.
Well, again, the winner is rugby league, because this is another benefit of having the representative round. You look so forward to the normal resumption of normal rugby league. St. George, I think, will get home here, and I cannot wait to see Ricky's post-press conference.
Yeah, I think St. George will get him, and I spoke to Peter Douse the other day at the gig. Yep. He's pretty confident.
Is he?
Yeah.
Confident of that or the next Masons meeting? Boys, I'm going to back the Raiders. I'm hoping that they don't win so me and Sid can storm another one of Ricky's rants in the press box.
I listened to that all week. That was the best thing you two clowns have ever done.
It should have won a Logie.
Even Gogglebox liked it. Boys, Friday night, the Eels versus the Rabbitohs at Pertex Stadium in the very first Chrissy Sando 4-20 Cup. Boys, after a four-game losing streak, Adam Reynolds came out this week and said something quite odd, in my opinion. He said, and I quote, "We deserved a bit of a kick up the backside for that, and that's what we've got. I don't think we've hit rock bottom." He doesn't think we've hit rock bottom. Well, that's a bit awkward, Normie. After four losses, and Adam just come out and said that we haven't hit rock bottom yet. Should we just make this a foregone conclusion? Eels win and we wait till Rabbitohs hit for the rock bottom? Or?
Well, I think it's quite fitting that it's round 10 and the Eels are yet to get a win on the board as well. look, it's I expect Christmas the Eels time. To go from donut to two Friday night. Be an interesting game.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good game.
No Nathan Peets.
No, I won't have Nathan Peets or Geordie Peets for that matter. Who are you backing?
Yeah, I thought the Rabbitohs looked horrible the other day, and there was a bit of talk during the week that Madge is absolutely flogging them, and it's not getting the desired results. They haven't hit rock bottom yet.
You don't flog thoroughbreds. Who said that, Sid, for $50?
Yeah, no idea.
That was Alan Jade said that when he was the coach
of that's right.
He went off to have a latte in Chippendale when they were training, and he came back, and the trainer was absolutely giving it to him up and down the field, and Alan Jade goes, stop, it ain't flock thoroughbreds.
I can tell you that there was a certain tiger, I don't know if I'm allowed to tell this story, I won't use a name, there was a certain tiger heading to training when Jones was coaching the Tigers. Us and on Parramatta Road, just near Concord Oval, he deliberately crashed his car into a truck so he didn't have to come to training. That is fact.
Did he ever coach you at the Tigers, former?
Righto, moving on. I tried to steer clear of all toilets, Normie. That's all I'm going to say. Saturday, Panthers and the Warriors at AMI Stadium in the very first Ivan Cleary Shield. And for 5 points, Normie, where's AMI Stadium?
That is a bloody good question. No idea.
Christchurch.
Christchurch. The city of churches.
It's one of them ones.
Former, something interesting, you mentioned some weeks back, Ivan Cleary's young fella had an absolute blinder for the junior Kangaroos. And mate, is it going to be long till we see him playing first grade?
He is an absolute gun. I pray that he has a get-out clause from the Panthers contract that he just signed if his father takes up a job somewhere in the inner western suburbs
Concord
of Sydney,
region.
Wearing a black and orange shirt, maybe that he could get out. Maybe if all those stars come into line and a bloke named the Scarecrow gets the arse and gets kicked out of it, maybe if everything comes in a line like that and Luke Brooks goes away, and maybe all that happens, hopefully there's some sort of clause in his contract, he'll be starting number 7 next year.
It's not going to happen, former, because the NRL have just signed Ivan Cleary into a footballing role within the NRL. And what an amazing guy he is to keep close to the game. The things he had to deal with under Gus Gould at the Panthers, I mean, Gus calls himself the head of football. So he recruits, He makes the decisions. When it looks bad, you fire the coach. Exactly why Jason Taylor said no to coming in under Daniel Anderson at the Parramatta Eels. And poor old Brad Arthur has put up with it the best he can for the last 2 years, but it's now all coming undone.
Didn't Gus say that he was tired? What happened there?
He needed a rest.
Of course he did. If you've got Gus making wrong decisions for the last 5 year plan, then someone's got to get tired of it.
Boys, who's going to win this game? Panthers, Warriors.
Panthers.
The Panthers will win. This is a Panthers home game, yeah?
Yeah.
There's a bit of a common theme.
In Christchurch. Here. Yeah, there is, isn't there?
Yeah.
I'm going to say the Warriors are going to win this.
Okay.
Because I just keep tipping against the Panthers every week. Storm versus the Cowboys at the Urinal in the first of a double header at the Pisser Stadium, Normie. I bet you
didn't. I haven't changed my tune all year. I said Bellamy would be the first coach to go. Somehow the Storm are coming third. I've got no idea how, but look, the Cowboys will show them up.
This is another one that I was just mentioning. This is a Storm home game at Brisbane's home ground.
Correct.
And the Sea Eagles.
Hang on, we haven't got to the Sea Eagles. Don't ruin the surprise.
Okay. Well, the Cowboys will win.
Yeah, Cowboys will shit this in. The next game in the doubleheader at the Urinal is Sea Eagles versus the Broncos up in Brisbane. And so let me get this correct.
This has got me.
The Sea Eagles have taken a home game up to Bris Vegas when their fans have just said that if they get moved to Renovators Delight Stadium at Homebush, they will protest and won't turn up. So what has their club done? Taken a game 2,500 kilometres away.
This has got me baffled. Even the Storm playing the Cowboys, you need every advantage against the Cowboys the way they're going. Let's go play in Brisbane.
It's an interesting way to
Bellamy's got to go.
At the whole financial structure of the clubs in rugby league, I mean, you can't play payers this, but you can take your games to stadiums like this for huge pay packets. It's just there's something not quite right in the structure of you can get money for this, you can't get money for that, and it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I agree.
Who's going to win?
Broncos.
Yeah, Broncos, easy. Sunday, and the Knights take on the Sharks in the very first Normie Dorrell State of Confusion Cup. The only way this could be worse for Normie is if one of the Panthers was refereeing the game. So will Normie cheer for his alleged mate, Jeremy Smith, or will he cheer for Benny Freespins Barber? Normie, what do you got?
I'll be in Newcastle on the weekend, actually, and I might even go to this game. I just hope and pray with all of my heart that Newcastle do the honourable thing and pull a Tomic and forfeit, because I just think that's how they're going to save face, because the Sharks will put thousands on them.
So who are you going for?
Fall on your tennis racket, lads. The Sharks.
Yeah, Sharks.
Yeah, the Sharks will win.
And the game of the round at Renovators Delight Stadium on Sunday afternoon, the Tigers take on the Bulldogs in the very first Steve O'Brien Cup.
Steve O'Brien Cup.
The Sob Cup.
This is very prestigious, this yes. Cup.
Normie, who do you like?
Now, lads, I don't know if you heard my joke last week, but the captain of the Tigers, I called him Tiger Woods.
You did. That was a highlight. That was a highlight for everyone.
Look, he's back this weekend, and
cutting edge comedy.
This is a tough one to call. I'm going to lean towards your Tigers. I think with Aaron Woods coming back,
Tigers win. I have a shave.
Alrighty. Yeah. I would like to see that. Quite literally, I would like to see that through Skype. You with no beard. That'd be good.
If Gillette or someone wants to come on board and sponsor that, I will shave on Skype. When the Tigers win on the weekend. Sid, how many we win by?
We'll win by 18.
I don't think the Bulldogs are any good. We are every chance in that game.
We certainly are. I'm still not sure Woodsy will play.
I heard no, but the papers are saying yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just quickly though, former, last week we had a little bit of a lover's tiff, mate, because you reckon the Morris brothers are shoe-ins to State of Origin. I mean, they're a big part of that.
No, I said Josh is a shoe-in. I didn't say the Morris brothers. I just said Josh Morris.
I don't even think you said Josh Morris.
I said Josh Reynolds, meaning Josh Morris.
Thank you, Sid.
I'll do the jokes now on, Sid. All right, Monday. Tigers versus the Roosters in a game that I couldn't think of a joke or anything about at Seabus Stop Stadium. Boys, who do you like?
Yeah, I think the Rooters will get home here by quite a few. This could be the game that puts their season back on track. They've just leapfrogged a top eight team. They've moved up the ladder and haven't even won a game. So, yeah, I think they'll do it.
I couldn't even tell you. I do have not have an opinion on this game at all.
I think the Roosters will win, but...
I honestly couldn't. I don't know.
Why don't we predict the score and the crowd?
Which will be higher?
Which will be higher? Will there be more points scored or more people come through the gate?
It'll be 22-16 to the Roosters. And, yeah, there'll be a lowly 4,500 there.
All right. I will say 24-14, the Roosters. And there will be 4,817.
The score will be, and write this down,
yeah,
42-10 to the Roosters.
Mm-hmm.
The crowd will be 4,210. All right, new newspaper predicted headlines. Sid, do we have a song for this?
We do have a song for this. I stayed up all night last night doing this. Let's see what you think.
This is Brian Henderson.
I'm Alan Jones.
I'm BB Chin.
This is Kent Brockman.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
The stories that will hit the headlines tomorrow.
Wow.
Hey, you like that?
Very pro.
I'm Alan Jones.
Predicted headlines, boys. Sid, what's your predicted headline for the coming week in sport?
This is a guaranteed headline. West Tigers sign Nathan Peets and start round 11 with five hookers.
Very good.
Normie, do you have anything in the predicted headline stakes?
Sure do. Hold the press. Direct line to the back page of the Telegraph. This is how it will read tomorrow. Tomic Furman as Blues number 7 after being kicked out of Queensland.
He's only good for 8 minutes. Funnily enough, I also have a State of Origin related headline, and it reads like this from the Daily Telegraph. Breaking: State of Queensland in day of mourning as Mitchell Pearce announces unavailability for Origin. Sid, the Twitter Challenge 2016. Do we have a song for that?
You know we do.
Tweet me in my brain.
Tweet me.
Right, this is the Twitter Challenge where, if you don't know, you should by now, we've given each other a celebrity to try and get a retweet and a follow from. Normie has the great Russell Crowe. How did you go, Normie?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying this, lads. Now, I had quite a few retweets and favourites as always, but this week I've had some fantastic replies. So let me read the tweet first of all. Hi, at Russell Crowe. For Halloween, you should cover yourself in hay, throw on a flanno, overalls and a hat, then call yourself Russell Scarecrow. Now, it was the responses that really lit up my day. At Salthorse wrote, "Hey, Normie Dorrell, you do realise that Halloween isn't until October, don't you?"
Fair point.
Galpo78 wrote, "At Normie Dorrell, at Russell Crowe, how about you just save time, mate, by borrowing Jason Taylor's old Magpies jersey?"
Yeah, nice.
Hashtag Marsden. At Ryan T. Jansen wrote, "At Normie Dorrell, one of your best, mate, one of your all-time best. Hashtag said no one." And then I've just gone with the last message. At AJ Birch 07, I think he missed the whole thing, the whole joke. He just wrote, "At Normie Dorrell, Nathan Peets is on the outer at Para." So that just gives you a bit of an insight into who's listening to this podcast.
That's great.
Sid, you've got the, you're climbing Mount Everest, really. You're trying to get Sonny Bill Williams.
Yeah.
A retweet and a follow. What chance?
Mate, I went out on a limb this week. I went full suckhole. I just tried everything. I said, "Hey, bro, at Sonny B. Williams, can I get a retweet to let everyone know about this great event on Thursday? Hashtag Toa Samoa Fan Day." And I attached a photo.
You snap.
Yeah, full sucked up. And it may have worked. I got 4 retweets and 10 likes, none from Sonny Bill Williams.
All right, I got
I'm going rogue very soon, lads. I'm going rogue.
You promised it for a few weeks.
And I'm getting there.
I've got the very hard mark and fellow mullet-wearing celebrity of Warwick Kappa. And I don't know if you've seen this, Normie, but I wrote, "Hi at Warwick Kappa. I was buying some walnuts when one fell out of the bag. How close was that to happening to you here?" And I've posted a picture of Warwick in his heyday with a pair of shorts that you can only describe as brief. You can almost see the left cag, the old... The old hairy beanbags nearly made an appearance for the photo. And just for your record, Sid, 56 likes, 12 retweets,
yep.
And duck egg from Woz in any shape or form.
Oh, mate, that image needed a warning. That was graphic. I opened that at work on the big screen and I was like, oh, my God. That is, can you believe it did that for real?
You should have hashtagged that with an NFW, not for work.
Yeah.
Not suitable for NSFW. Was that porn that you always look at? NSFW? Is that the one?
Anyway. That could be it.
Yeah. Boys, what's up next? We've got weekly full credit to the Boys Awards. Sid, do you have an amateur tweet of the week?
The only amateur tweet that really grabbed my fancy this week was Thomas Moore at Maury49. Which pretty much summed up the city country. As a Queenslander, I love seeing 34 potential New South Wales players belt each other up, only to be picked in a losing Origin side. Mm. It's not particularly funny. It is just factual and depressing.
Can you tweet me that bloke's tweet me that bloke's details so I can block him? Normie, you got a amateur tweet of the week?
Yeah, I love a bit of support from the followers here. This is from at Martin Shellack. Love that last name. Now, Marty's written to me, "Stand firm at Normie Dorrell. No AFL mentions during the Full Credit to the Boys podcast. Let's keep it a docking-free zone. Hashtag should have listened to former hashtag bloody incident." Now, if you didn't listen last week, we may have referenced docking. And former, did you want to give the warning yet again?
Do not Google the term docking. I cannot tell you. And whatever, if you do, do not click on images, whatever the fuck you do.
Yep. And do not Google blue waffle. I tried to warn people last week too.
My amateur tweet of the week goes to at Bukaki. Let's just sit and dwell on that name for a little while.
That's it.
And his tweet is about Semi Radradja fitting in with the Aussies, and he's written, "Semi has been calling everyone in camp all week as part of his naturalisation."
And fitting that the first
seat we'll need to beep that out.
The first seat bill on this show came from someone called Bakalaki, whatever.
No, it's Bukaki. You can Google that too, Normie, if you want. Google Bukaki. All right, boys, sack time. Sid, one more.
Roll the sack. Open the sack. Empty the sack.
Full credit to the boys mentioned this week, Sid, and I believe we have two.
We do have two. We have
one from Tiger Woods, who obviously has heard Normie's great work during last week and his funny joke.
He's wrapped with his new nickname and he's given us bit of a rogue shout out here. Here's Woodsy. Okay, that's not Woodsy. But let me just tell you that Woodsy said, full credit to the boys.
He actually has the same hairstyle as the lead singer from Musk. He's got the same hairdo.
We have technical difficulties here.
To credit to a lot of the boys, they come in on the... So they played on the Saturday, they come in on the Monday and they just, you know, you had to do a bit...
So there you go, a shout out from Woodsy.
Wow. And... with the very first Full Credit to the Boys with a bit of a theme song to it as well.
Yeah, got there in the end.
And the second one comes from H.G. Nelson's new podcast. If you haven't listened to it, give it a spin. It's very good. It's called We Was Robbed. And this is Jude Bolton. We've infiltrated AFL networks once again, Normie.
Yet again, it's working.
Listen to this.
That's been a real surprise to me, and full credit to the guys, because it's a tough thing to be able to do.
There you go, Jude Bolton giving us a shout out.
So AFL, to call blokes guys. What an AFL, bloody twat.
You're very harsh, Normie. All right, five-star review time, boys, from iTunes. And oh, no, you're right, Normie. You go and have a piss.
We've lost Normie.
We'll battle on without you. Thanks, mate.
He's walked away from Skype.
We'll do the housekeeping, mate. You're right. We have 2 5-star reviews this week. One from mid-age white guy, for those that love toilet humour. That's very harsh on other toilet humour, I've got to be honest.
Is that the whole review?
No, he wrote, great listening to grown men judging others and administering the appropriate levels of verbal abuse to those that have earned it the most.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Yeah, that's what we do. That's what we do.
Morgue. And another one from Monty, who wrote, a podcast for all body shapes. That's a something he's having a crack at there. Can you help a big fan out with a gig at the Tigers? Kind of in a bit of a rut right now. I also play the electronic keyboard if Sid's band's looking for a new angle.
Yeah, Sid, mad.
Sid, if you're looking to get down the old pseudo echo route, I think Monty might be able to help you.
If I was to think that we need a keyboardist or anyone in my band, that's how I would choose. If someone left me a 5-star review, they are straight to the top of the list.
Oh, fair enough. And just another quick thing, if you are listening to this, please subscribe. Just click subscribe instead of downloading each week. It makes it easier for you guys, and it makes it easier for us as well. So just click on the subscribe button.
It makes my life happier. Please subscribe.
Just click on your button and in iTunes, and away you go. Oh, and here he is. He's back again. Thanks for coming back, Normie. Boys, one last quick thing. Boys, one question without notice, a late message from, I didn't even write who it's from. I can't remember who it's from. He messaged me tonight and he wrote, boys, I have a conundrum on my hands. My young bloke refuses to support the Tigers. Instead, he has chosen the Dragons. What should I do? Sorry, I didn't write your name down. Normie, what should he do?
Oh, geez, that's a tough one, isn't it? That's a tough one. Well, I guess you've got to be happy, first of all, that he's following the game, you love. You can share that in common. I bloody hell, what do you do?
I know what I'd do.
What would you do, Sid?
Farm him out for adoption.
Yeah, I think. I don't know. What's the latest you can actually abort a kid?
Oh, you two, bloody hell.
And on that note, we'll wrap up the podcast.
Or maybe forever.
Oh, no. Well, as the old saying goes, you have to slay a few dragons before you can get to the princess, mate. that's probably the best I can give him.
Have a good week in Newcastle, Normie. Good luck in the court case. I'm sure it wasn't that bad where you were stealing all those undies all those years ago.
And this week, I'll be in touch with Jackie O's lawyers. We'll see how we go.
Go, you sharkies. Go,
all right, see you, boys.
See you later. Don't be sharp, baby. I'm